Welcome to the next episode of the Leader Podcast. You're forgetting the cheers part.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, this is my...
You're like adding like things this... that we do, like lore. Like we always cheers. We, like, oh, okay. Sorry.
We do.
We always wear these green shirts that I forgot at home.
I know. Well, we do now.
Yeah.
We're changing the rules in the middle. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Time for some leader shout outs.
Yeah. Well, time for a leader shout out.
Oh, just one big one.
Just one big,
massive,
fat, hairy leader shout out. This isn't a description of the person.
I was getting nervous for a minute.
No,
I was like,
a,
you're saying that name. I'm not getting in on that.
It's just a description of the type of shout out.
We would love to welcome our newest volunteer, Amy Paris. Woo-hoo! Sixth grade girls at 11 a.m., co-leading with Katie Sutton. Amy, this beautiful, exclusive, not really, mug is going to be in the leader workroom for you to pick up the next time you're in on Sunday morning.
Do our new leaders, do they know that we have a podcast?
I think that if they're active in GroupMe, they definitely know.
That's true.
Because we post a link every week.
That's a big
week.
X factor, you know, GroupMe. Like,
Amy, how about this? Shout out in GroupMe if you actually are watching this podcast, and we'll sweeten the deal with your cup.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how.
Nope. No idea how we're going to know that.
Oh, I do know how.
All right, great.
I got a plan.
So this will be in the leader workroom for you, Amy, this coming Sunday.
Thanks for trying us out.
If you didn't know, those of you that win stuff on the Leader Podcast, there's now a winner section on the board.
Yeah.
In the leader workroom.
Yep. Where all your stuff goes to live in perpetuity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless you pick it up and then it doesn't live there anymore. It lives
right,
with you.
Right, because it's yours now. Yeah. You have won it.
We extended the gift.
Yep.
You took the gift.
So
it then becomes yours.
Yeah, there you go. So new month, new topics, new...
Yeah.
Not new shirts, but...
Not new shirts.
We're talking about our mantra this month.
We are.
Yeah.
So we're talking about welcome, wanted, known, and needed. What each of those mean, we're going to unpack that a little bit. So we say here at Cross Creek that we want all students who walk into the building to feel welcome, wanted, known, and needed. Those things don't happen simultaneously necessarily. So... how does a kid feel welcomed?
I don't know. You're asking a great question.
Let
Why don't you answer
you,
it for
how
me?
How do you feel welcomed? When you go to Walmart, do you notice when the greeter person is not there saying, hi, welcome to Walmart?
No, I don't. I enjoy it when they don't talk to me.
Yeah. You're a bad example for this podcast. Listen, a smiling face is almost everything a kid needs to take a first step into the building, right?
What about this? What about... how do you feel when you're invited over to someone's house? How do you feel welcome? Because that's a different story.
Well, it depends. Do I have to bring something or am I just coming unfettered?
Someone invites you over for dinner.
Yeah. I'll go to dinner. When was the last time you invited me to dinner? It's been a long time.
I know. Chicago, probably.
Yeah.
Well,
I think
the last
maybe,
time you invited me to
I
dinner,
think maybe,
too.
I don't know, like 4 months ago or something.
Well, yeah. I didn't want to have pizza 3 nights in a row.
Hey, we want to help students feel welcome. There are a lot of things that we do to make that happen. One of them has been this massive remodel of of our common spaces because it was a little bit hard to walk in and look like you or feel like you were signing up to get an MRI instead of, you know, joining your team, finding your crew, meeting somebody who's happy to see you there.
Yeah.
So... we remodeled our spaces to feel like they were more open, more welcoming, more sit down, have a conversation with somebody.
Yeah.
Our leaders, our volunteers who are our welcome and greeting folks, hello team for the students, greeting and check-in for our adults, Mr. John, Leanne Holcomb.
Emily Bullard.
Emily, Michelle Shadler, yep. Charlotte McGrew. Like
Aaron
those,
Gunter.
Those consistent faces make a huge difference. And when a student walks in, we help them feel welcomed by not saying, are you new here? Right? That's one way to not make a kid feel welcome. They don't ever want to be new.
Yeah.
So you'll notice that our verbiage often is it your first time?
Yeah.
Students also don't love it being their first time, but they would much rather be that than be the new kid. So we always ask if it's their first time. We have a pretty dedicated process to following up with a kid when they're in the room, what we ask, the kind of information we ask for. And I don't know if you've ever watched some of those folks take a new student through that process.
Yeah.
But they're right there talking to them, introducing them to people, getting them ready to move on into the rest of the building.
Yeah.
That's how a kid feels welcome. Maybe also from the blue guy that we put outside. Probably not, but he's fun to have.
One of my favorite lines is, have we met before?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because it's a two. It makes it like two-factor authentication.
Can I tell you a funny story about that?
Oh, sure.
You know, it's like 50 first dates with me, so I never remember anybody. And a few days ago,
I work here.
I was standing in the lobby, and there was a parent in there, and I was like, "Oh, hi, I'm Darren. Have we met before?"
Oh, I saw this happening, by the way.
It was Ruben Olivares' mother. I was like, "Muh, we definitely have." So sorry. So sometimes that works. Sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
But listen, anytime you can address a student face to face, look them straight in the eye, tell them you're so glad to see them. If it's their first time, make them feel like it's not their first time. That's a win.
And then helps them feel welcomed. We just upped the ante on this a little bit. We put our money where our mouth is.
Mm-hmm. We actually wrote a check we can't cash, but
so now when a student is new, we will mail them a branded box full of our stuff.
Yeah.
So like more than just a new postcard or a text message, they're going to get like a really like thorough, fleshed out welcome. Yeah.
Stuff they can use in the future. If they come back here, they get there's a QR code to a welcome video that has all the staff on it.
Linked
talking
right there.
About it.
What? I linked it right there if you're watching.
Yeah. Edits. I was so like, old, you're like, what? I was like, what are you pointing at? But anyway, so an opportunity for the staff to say hello. We obviously don't get to meet everybody every single week, and it's a good way for us to get out in front of them.
Yeah. So yeah. That's one of our ways to try and wow them with their like welcome.
Yeah.
If it is truly their first time, they'll get a box within the week from us.
Yeah. And also might encourage them to come back, because in that box might be a 3-for-free card where they can cash in for at the cafe and stuff like that.
Pugsley pins, magnet, a lot more opportunity for them to attach themselves to us.
And
with all
honestly,
that.
In a place, Nick, in which I'm just now kind of thinking about this, but you probably thought about it all along. In a place that's not so overwhelming, right? They get that. They're in their living room. They can unpack it. No, all eyes aren't on them.
Yeah.
They're not in a hurry trying to get checked in so they get to the next spot. We're trying to wrangle a lanyard around their neck. Like, it's a way to say, hey, welcome again, right? Welcome again.
Whether they come back or not.
Yeah, 100%.
Really, and the good news is with that, too, with that like QR code video, like it gets them to our YouTube channel. So Adam, no, you can only do one per video. But it gets them acquainted with that, hopefully.
Yeah.
So even if down the road, like they don't come back to Cross Creek students, they like have questions or they're just feeling lonely or anxious, whatever. Yeah. Like maybe
it might be a place to stop.
Yeah. Love to have them come back.
I love that.
All right.
Good job with that.
Story time.
Love it. Story time. What story are we telling?
Well, we actually.
We don't need this. We don't even have to introduce this. We just have to say. Junior High Girls Explaining Football.
If you're watching, it'll be great. If you're listening, use
pretend.
Your
mind. Context clues.
People, and this is the hiker, okay? The hiker is the person. Is
hiker,
okay,
like,
this,
is the person who's
Kaylee, listen.
Okay.
So, when the quarterback is behind the hiker, that means they're on offense. And then when there's a bunch of people over here in a line, they're on defense. But if it's the other way around, then they're on offense, they're on defense. Let's say this is your team. You're on offense. They're on defense. Offense, defense. You got it?
Everybody just got tackled.
That's exactly how I would describe football. Probably with not as much accuracy.
Yeah, I was going to say, not even that detail.
Oh, let's crash land this thing. Love you guys.
Bye.